Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
So glad you're here listening to Naturally Savvy on Radio MD. I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea is off today. Well, the mind-body connection is so important. It's something that I've been thinking about for years, and I see that it really makes a difference in my life and my health. So I'm so glad to have Dr. Beth Darnell on the program. We're going to be talking about the mind-body connection, and especially when it comes to pain. Dr. Darnell, welcome.
Lisa, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's so great to have you on the show. I've had the pleasure of speaking with you before, and we always have such great conversations. I would love to talk about how we can help people harness the power of their mind-body connection to reduce pain. I live with a mother with chronic pain. My father's had chronic back pain, and it just breaks your heart.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, the first most important thing is to understand what pain is. And pain isn't just what we feel in our body. We tend to think of it as that negative sensation or the ouch, but pain is actually defined as a negative sensory and an emotional experience. So psychology is actually built into the definition of pain, and our first step in harnessing the power of our mind-body connection to reduce pain is truly an understanding that our emotions have a major impact on what we feel in our bodies. And once we understand that, then we can go forward and use some nice techniques to really gain control.
Well, let's talk first. How do we get that in our consciousness and really start to understand that? And then what are some techniques to help us once we do have that understanding of that mind-body connection?
Sure. Yeah, I think, you know, education is really critical. It's important for us to understand that all pain, no matter where we feel it in our body, all pain is processed in our brain, and that the circuitry in our brains that processes negative emotions is that same circuitry that processes physical pain. And so there's a lot of overlap here in the processing. And so therefore, it's no wonder that when we experience pain, it triggers negative emotions. And when we experience negative emotions, it also amplifies our experience of pain. And so just having that understanding is the first most important foundation. And then what we want to do is use various techniques to calm that processing in the brain, to calm our neural circuitry that's related to these negative emotions and sensations. And that's really what I talk about in my book. The whole second half of the book is a plan to help people calm their nervous systems using various techniques to gain control.
You know, I wanted to mention your book, which I love, Less Pain, Fewer Pills, Avoid the Dangers of Prescription Opioids, and Gain Control Over Chronic Pain. This is huge because there are a lot of people who start off on pain medication that end up becoming addicted, and it leads to all kinds of issues. And if we can do what you're saying, we could, you know, try to avoid that, those issues.
Absolutely. And opioid medication or medications in general can be one part of an overall plan to reduce pain. But we don't want it to be our only option, because if we do, then we end up over-relying on medication and we end up neglecting our own power to manage our pain. So let's talk about what do we do to calm our nervous systems? Well, you know, learning various techniques that reduce heart rate, that reduce respiratory rate. So we want to slow our breathing, we want to slow our heart rate, we want to calm our mind, we want to reduce the amount of tension in our muscles. This is essentially what we call the relaxation response. And it's critical that we apply this relaxation response regularly, because when we're dealing with chronic pain, think about it, you have constant stressful input coming into your brain and your body. And so we need to counteract that. And these techniques are really most effective if they're used several times a day.
Now, let's say you are already taking pain medication and you want to stop. It sounds like what you should do is start these exercises as soon as you can, correct? And then it'll make it easier to taper off?
Absolutely. And I really describe that in the book as far as, you know, a plan for how to minimize use. If you want to taper down, I absolutely offer a plan for that. But yeah, here's the thing. What you want to do first is to start applying techniques to calm your neural circuitry, to calm pain processing. Apply those regularly. Keep your stress as low as possible. You also need to focus on how your choices impact your pain. So most people don't know that sleep, activity, smoking, your work schedule, even the stress you experience in your relationships has a major impact on the amount of pain you feel during the day. So if we neglect all of these other factors, all we know is that, oh my gosh, my pain is worse, therefore I need more medication. We can easily begin medicating all of these other factors in our life without knowing it, because it's all happening behind the scenes. All we know is we have more pain. So part of the solution is in addressing all of these factors in our life and minimizing stress and the impact that they have on our pain.
That makes such a huge difference. You know, when you're saying this, I'm thinking about my mom, who we had a stressful family. I'll leave it at that. And I'm thinking, geez, no wonder. And she had sensory processing disorder. So she was oversensitive. Her nervous system was on high alert all of the time. So what do you say to people who do have anxiety disorders or sensory processing issues where everything for them is heightened?
Yeah, and in fact, a lot of people with chronic pain have what we call central sensitivity syndrome. And so that's essentially what a lot of chronic pain can be. I mean, we're in a heightened state of sensitivity, and people may be more sensitive to lights, to sounds, to everything. And so it's that much more critical that we treat the pain, that we help people minimize the sensory impacts in the nervous system. It's absolutely critical, because you no longer have the luxury of being away with some of life's stressors like other people do. Once we have chronic pain in our life and we have that sensitivity, it requires that we pay exquisite attention to the amount of stress in our lives, that we learn to manage that, and so that we're taking excellent care of ourselves. So we really want to focus on sleep and make sure that we're optimizing sleep, because one of the best predictors for the intensity of pain that you're going to experience during the day is the amount and quality of sleep you had the night before. So we want to put sleep under the microscope and make sure that we're doing everything we can to get restorative rest. That's just one example of how we would focus on this.
Now, what if your pain is keeping you from getting a good night's sleep? I'm sure you must hear that a lot.
Absolutely. And for certain, that is such a catch-22, right? And so so what we want to do is use all of these techniques in combination and start to gain some traction. So, for instance, if we get ourselves on a regular sleep schedule and if we start moving, start exercising, one of the, this is sort of counterintuitive, because when people have pain, they think like, oh, you know, there's a fear that movement will make it worse, right? Well, it turns out that exercise, you know, exercise for your level is one of the best treatments for chronic pain. So we want to focus on getting some movement during the day, making excellent choices during the day, keeping our nervous system as calm as possible during the day, et cetera. That will set us up to have less pain at night, so that we can then get better sleep. Now,
Dr. Darnell, this is such, I unfortunately have to cut you off. I want to have you back. This is such great information. You can learn more at BethDarnell.com and follow Beth on Twitter at Beth Darnell. This is Lisa Davis. You're listening to Naturally Savvy on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Have a great day and stay well.